Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, ESPN analyst, of course, is Dan Dockich. Dan, thanks for coming on.
I bet your dad's a big Boston fan, isn't he?
Yeah, man. More than a feeling. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I'm a big Boston fan. I didn't realize the guy died, but if he did, rest in peace.
Yep, 67. Yeah. Hey, before we get into the Badger stuff, we were just talking about this earlier this hour. I want to get your take on it. You obviously heard the comments that Gino Auriemma made about kids today and body language and all that stuff last week. Well, Frank Martin responded to that and said this, quote, "You know what makes me sick to my stomach? When I hear grown people say that kids have changed. Kids haven't changed. Kids don't know anything about anything. We've changed as adults. We demand less of kids. We expect less of kids. We make their lives easier instead of preparing them for what life is truly about. We're the ones that have changed. To blame kids is a cop-out," end quote, Frank Martin of South Carolina. Dan Dockich, do you agree with Frank?
Yeah, but I don't think he was responding to Gino Auriemma. I think Frank said that a couple years ago. Yeah, I say that all the time. I don't think that I don't think kids have changed. I think kids are the same. I think that we've all changed as adults and how we coddle and helicopter. Hell, I know. I do far more for my kids than my my parents were ever going to do for me, and they did a lot for me. They did a ton for me. But, yeah, I 1,000% agree with Frank. I say it all the time. In fact, I talked to Frank about it today on my show. I taped something with him after my show, and, yeah, I couldn't agree more. Absolutely.
You know, Dan, looking back, and I thought I hit you up a couple weeks ago when the Badgers faithful thought that Wisconsin got a bad seed and they were very unhappy that they got an A seed. And I think it proved to most people that the Badgers were a lot better than what people thought.
Well, if anybody didn't think that, you know, the Badgers were good, then they were nuts. And there were a lot of people that were nuts. I thought the Badgers were damn good. I thought the Badgers were good all year long. I thought that, you know, quite frankly, they did get jobbed in that deal. And I felt bad for them. I thought they represented themselves really well, played really the game of the tournament until last night, obviously, with a, you know, shot to go to the Final Four. But it's just too bad because one of my most fun things is covering those guys. Like when I would do a game, Vito and Bronson Caney come around, sit down, just start talking, and they were fun, interesting kids. And as you guys know, that doesn't always happen. So, I thought they got a job, but I thought they handled themselves really good. I mean, great. And, you know, not everybody can win. They got beat, but hell of an effort, man. I mean, like, hell of an effort. The off-balance shot by Showalter, and man,
let me ask you this too. And of course, when tournament time come around, what happened to Michigan? And that what? How did they all of a sudden get it to come together the way that they did?
You know, I don't think they all of a sudden did, Gary. I think that this started after they lost to Ohio State. They were awful, like historically awful against Ohio State, like. You couldn't watch them awful. And I really think that the kid, Derek Walton, well, I know, he just got fed up, and he decided that this wasn't going to be the way they were going out. And you know what? He did everything in his power to make sure that it wasn't the way he was going out. And then others had to join him. And, you know, then they had that terrible thing with the plane. And I think it's one of those deals where, you know what? Let's just go play, man. We're lucky to be alive, and I'm being literal with that. They're lucky to be alive. And so, you know, I think it started before, but I also think that one kid in basketball can have such an impact, and I think Walton did. I think Walton started playing out of his mind and started demanding of his teammates. And you know what? Next thing you know, everybody had to join him. You know how it goes. When your leader is playing the best and all of a sudden he's doing the best job of leading, you know what? You got a hell of a chance. And I felt bad for Michigan for a variety of reasons. The same reason I felt bad for the Badgers, because I feel like they had a great group of seniors that were fun to be around. But even more than that, like, I really felt like Michigan, and it didn't turn out to be true, I felt like Michigan beat better teams in Oklahoma State and Louisville. And then all of a sudden, man, like I said, it didn't turn out to be true, because Oregon played an unbelievable game to beat Kansas in Kansas City. Like, guys, I'm telling you, crazy. And I mean crazy how – like, it was the biggest, worst, toughest home crowd that Purdue faced all year long in Kansas City, because that's how good the crowd was. So, you know, tough for them, but, man, they made a hell of a run. And the thing about it, winning the Big Ten, then all of us, you know, doing it with a plane crash, I think they're going to be remembered for a long time at Michigan.
Dan, we're trying to figure out something. It's been a pretty, I wouldn't say heated. I mean, it was a great game with the Badgers, but we're trying to figure out, where's the legacy of the Badgers? Are they an elite team? So it's four teams that we came up with. Now, Sparky, what are those teams?
North Carolina, Kentucky, Duke, and Kansas.
Now, those are the premium teams that the first thing come out of people's mouth, Dan, if me and you and Gary and Sparky was at a barbershop. Now, would they say, if one guy in the corner say, hey, wait a minute, the Badgers are an elite team, and he'll show some stats to back it up, what would they say to him?
So you're asking him, should the Badgers be in a group with North Carolina,
yes,
Kentucky?
Yes, are they an elite team?
I don't think they're in that group. But here's what I say about them. They're a rush-the-court team, meaning you rush the damn court.
Yeah, well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
When you look at those teams, you're talking about multiple national championships, and that separates you. Like, Final Fours, like this Badger group, the best they've ever had. I mean, you know, other than, I guess, 41 when they won national championship. But, you know, these guys went out and went to Final Fours. These guys went out and played for Big Ten titles. But what separates, I think, in people's minds are the national championships. And you might put UConn in there, although people don't ever think about it. Like Michigan State, because Michigan State has been to so many Final Fours. But I think this, like, I believe this. I've always said this. The best job I've ever seen done in coaching over time is the job that Dick Bennett and then Bo Ryan and now Greg Gard have done at Wisconsin, because I was in the Big Ten. I got there 1982 season, and I left in the 1997 season, 16 years, and we lost to Wisconsin one time during that 16 years, one time. And to think, and we played them twice every year. And to think where that program is now, like, Indiana had beat Wisconsin, I don't even know where the last time was. And to think where all of a sudden that thing is, with not only what I like about the Badgers is they have an identity. Like, great programs have an identity. And that's Wisconsin. Like, Indiana right now, you know, where I'm living, there's no identity. You don't know who the hell Indiana is. I mean, you used to, but you don't now. You haven't really for 17 years as fifth coach. But not Wisconsin. Wisconsin has maintained. Wisconsin has not accepted or adapted, but embraced a certain, you know, style, a certain way to go about their business. And it's a style that the whole state embraces, other than the Marquette fan. And so you got a hell of a deal there, in my opinion.
So I'm looking at, then, with that being said, then, Dan, because there's a way they do things. I'm looking at North Carolina and Kentucky play yesterday, and I was like, oh, my Lord, if we could just had half those players that are out on the floor, I think that would give us a better opportunity to win a national championship. But you look at Wisconsin, they have a lot of guys, and they work well within the system, but there's not a whole lot of wiggle room to make mistakes when you have players and you're coaching players like that.
Well, I think that sometimes Wisconsin's ability gets overshadowed. I think that Wisconsin, to me, Like, you take a guy like Showalter. Oh, he's a walk-on. Oh, his dad's a coach. But the dude is a freak athlete.
Yeah.
You know, and the dude is a fearless basketball player. So I don't, you know, now, is he 6'11"? Like, you know,
well, is
the Bradley kid is?
Well,
is, he Monk? No, he's not Monk.
No, but you know what? If you can't, like, only one team can try to do what Kentucky does and what Duke do, you know.
Right.
That's it. Okay. I guess those two teams. Nobody. I was thinking about Bill Self. Like,
oh, they're killing Bill Self right now.
Of course they are.
Yeah. Killing
because
him.
Because you're not supposed to lose in the Elite Eight. I mean, you guys will understand this. The other team's on scholarship too.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? I mean, those guys, they're being paid about 40, 50 grand to go win some games too. So, you can kill all the coaches you want, but you make the Elite Eight. You've done it. You've had a pretty good year. I mean, you just have. And you do what Wisconsin's done over the course of time. You've been doing really good.
So what do you call it then? What do you call it then, Dan? What's Wisconsin done over?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, what do you call it? What success?
Sustained excellence.
I like that. Sustained excellence.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's not 10 minutes. You know, this isn't they had one good team with Rashard Griffin. You know, this is for a while. So I'm big on Wisconsin. Like I'm really big on them because I just think that, let me put it to you this. I think this is going to be really interesting for Wisconsin because now all of a sudden, okay, now who's next? Who's going to fill these roles? Who's going to play? Who's going to, you know, you got a bunch of guys. Koenig made a lot of shots. Nigel made a lot of shots. You got Hap still there, but these guys made a lot of plays. Now, all right, who's going to do this? Who's up? Let's go. Let's find out. And I think it's going to be really interesting.
He is Dan Dockich of ESPN. Thanks so much for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
Are you kidding? Of course. Thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot, Dan.
Take
really
care.
Appreciate it.
There he is, Dan Dockich of ESPN on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. When you're ready to get into or back into the housing market, look no further. Great Midwest Bank.
You have anything?
Visit greatmidwestbank.com to take the next step towards your new home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.